the ringing of the church bell, we welcome you to this hour of worship as it comes to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. On this fourth Sunday after Epiphany, our hymns are 583, 538, 394, 618, 850, and 803. Pastor Mark Neville. Sermon this morning is Kids of the Kingdom. That's what we are. And from Luke 4, verses 42 through 44. Welcome, and may our Lord bless our worship this morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Christian Worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. I am Pastor Mark Neville, an instructor at St. Paul Lutheran High School in Concordia. My pleasure to be with you today. We begin our worship with our hymn of invocation. It is hymn 583, God Has Spoken by His Prophets, hymn 583. We join together in Divine Service Setting 1. It begins for us on page 151 of Lutheran Service Book. You may follow along in your service folder. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue as we speak responsively the introit. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. The Lord is King forever and ever. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray the collect of the day. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading appointed for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany is recorded in the first chapter of the prophet Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is recorded in the 12th and 13th chapters of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in the New Testament. I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the singing of the Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter. Lord, Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place, and the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. This is the gospel of the Lord. We join together in the common confession of our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed as printed for us in our service folder. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We sing as our hymn of the day, hymn 538, Praise Be to Christ, hymn 538.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our risen and living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon meditation is the last paragraph of our gospel reading from Luke chapter 4. For the second week in a row now, the gospel reading shows us Jesus worshiping in a synagogue. Thus, we would say he is going to church. We might think, back-to-back weeks in worship? At church, 2 weeks in a row? Slow down now, Jesus. People are going to think you're some sort of a religious fanatic. Well, if the eternal Son of God living our human life worships God weekly, what should that tell us about our own worship participation? Well, in this particular worship service, Jesus teaches God's word with such authority as God's word living in our human flesh, that he smokes out a demon who is there. This evil spirit is occupying a man in that synagogue, and he has been doing so quite comfortably until the true word of God comes to worship there. This demon recognizes Jesus and he calls him by name. This demon acknowledges Jesus as being the Holy One of God. By the power of his almighty word, Jesus drives this demon out of this poor, possessed person. The powerful word from Jesus leads to amazed words from the people about Jesus now going out into the surrounding region. This means that there is no time for an after-church nap for Jesus. There's going to be no time for him to watch NFL playoff football on this Sabbath day. Jesus is asked to heal the sick, including the mother-in-law of his host and soon-to-be disciple, Simon Peter. With the setting of the sun and the end of the Sabbath day of rest, the sick from the area are brought to Jesus in order to receive healing from him. Jesus also drives out other demons who know that he is the Son of God. But Jesus does not want their nasty and bitter witness about him. For they know that he is the Christ, the Messiah, God's anointed one. But they are not the ones to proclaim him as such. Now, for the part of the passage that is the focus of our message. When it was day, for now the sun has come up on the first day of the week. For us, it is Sunday morning. As Jesus later would leave his tomb at this time of the week, he now leaves the village of Capernaum in order to find a quiet spot. The gospel writer Luke often shows us Jesus seeking out such sites of solitude for his own personal prayer and meditation. But the people of the city are too interested and too excited about Jesus to let him have such rest. They want more of him. They want more from him. So they seek him out, as we should. They come to him, as we should. They try to keep him from leaving them, as we should. But Jesus has work to do elsewhere. He is to preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, because Jesus of Nazareth, that local boy who has made good in their eyes, is also really and truly the eternal Son of God from heaven. He has an out-of-this-world mission to carry out in this world. And the message of his mission is for people to hear and to believe. It is the good news of the kingdom of God. This is the message of the Father's love for all people. It is the message of the Father's calling of all people. It is the message of the Father's forgiveness of all people. But in order to have such good news to preach, Jesus will first have to win this good news. For us to enter into the kingdom of God, Jesus will have to open its door for us. And that is his mission on earth. Jesus will do so by living perfectly for us. Jesus will do so by suffering deeply in our place. Jesus will do so by dying innocently on our behalf. And Jesus will do so by rising from the grave, that grave that our sins had won for us. The good news for us now is that Jesus has done all of this for us. The good news is that Jesus' life for us and Jesus' holiness is covering us. Because Jesus has done this for us, the kingdom of God now is our spiritual and eternal home. It is not a place. It is instead a life. We can't Google the kingdom of God in order to find it on a map. We can't buy plane tickets to the kingdom of God, hoping to fly there and avoid cold winter weather by living in its warmer temperatures. For we now live in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit makes us citizens of this kingdom through faith in Jesus Christ as God's Son and our loving Savior. The Spirit creates this faith within us through our holy baptism. The Spirit strengthens this faith for us as we now read and hear the powerful Word of God in the Holy Bible. The Spirit nourishes faith for us as Jesus' sacrificed body and blood is present for us here in the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper. Jesus, in our text, cannot limit his good news preaching to the city of Capernaum. He has to share it with others in other towns. Likewise, we cannot keep the good news of his life and his salvation bottled up within us. We too must tell it to others. We have been chosen by the Father and sent by the Spirit for this very purpose. It is our calling as baptized believers in Jesus. There is a children's hymnal that has been used in many of our Lutheran schools over the last 3 decades or so. It's called All God's People Sing. And in that hymnal, there is a song called Kids of the Kingdom. Kids of the kingdom, that's what we are. We love Jesus. We love the Lord. We are to proclaim the praises of him who has called us out of the darkness of our sin and into the marvelous light of the now and forever kingdom of God. To God alone be all of the glory. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our prayer of the church, we remember those listed in our worship folder who are in need of healing and comfort. We pray for those who are mission workers on our behalf, as well as those who serve in our nation's military. We pray for those suffering from wildfires in California and mourning the loss of loved ones in this week's plane crashes. We have prayer requests for Aaron and Katie Kirby and their baby Nolan Ray, as he was born on January 30th with a little difficulty breathing and currently in the NICU, but expected to come home soon. And on our behalf, my wife Cindy and I, our son Michael and his wife Krista also had a baby on January 30th, a little girl, Myla Marie. And we pray that they get to come home from the hospital today as well. So let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We stand as we join in the prayer of the church. Everlasting God, grant us trust in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, that having received his body and blood in this blessed sacrament, and beholding him by faith, we would be prepared for the day we meet him face to face. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, abide with those placed in the office of the holy ministry, that their hands would be ever ready to deliver your gifts to your people and their lips bold to speak your gospel. Guide us as a congregation to the pastor you have chosen for Emmanuel as our next under-shepherd of our good shepherd, Jesus. Bless also those who serve you in mission ministry as we bless them with our prayers and gifts, remembering especially Peter and Christy, Jim and Claudia, David and Valerie, Tim and Aaron. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Father, you placed your Son into the home of Mary and Joseph. Bless our homes that they would be places where truth is taught and confessed. Make all husbands courageous and compassionate in their love for their wives. Grant all wives godly respect and love for their husbands. Bless the work of parents as they instruct their children in your word of life and salvation. Lord, in your mercy, ruler of the nations, bless those placed in authority over us. Grant that they would serve with integrity and honor, having the welfare of all in mind. Look favorably on our country, that division, conflict, and strife would give way to unity, peace, and quietness. Bless with success in service and safety in person those who serve in our nation's armed forces, including McKenna and Drake, along with all law enforcement agents, firefighters, emergency responders, and healthcare professionals. Lord, in your mercy, Lord of all creation and power, we come before you on behalf of those suffering from disasters and tragedies, remembering especially the wildfires in California that are destroying houses and businesses, the homes and livelihoods of many people, and the airplane crashes that happened in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, suddenly sending many loved ones into grief and mourning over these deaths. Comfort us in all time, in our times of loss, with the gift of eternal life that your Son, our Savior Jesus, has won for us by his life, death, and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord God, author and giver of all life, we thank you for the blessing of life that you grant us in the birth of children. We come before you on behalf of Aaron and Katie and their families, grateful for the safe delivery of little Nolan Ray. We come before you on behalf of Michael and Krista and their families, thankful for the safe delivery of little Myla Marie. We pray that you would be with these new parents as they raise their children to know your Son, Jesus, as the Lord of their lives, their Savior from sin, and their only hope of life and salvation. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, as your Son has become our faithful high priest, taking upon himself the sins of all people, hear his intercession for his bride, the church. Grant that the suffering, sick, and sorrowful, especially those we name now, Carol, Randy, Stanley, Millie, Mary, J.R., Cindy, Ruby, Michelle, Mike and Eva's family, Brandy, Avery, Lonnie, Jeff, Diane, Gail, Retta, Holly, Kelly, David, Rhonda, Jessica, Mary Lou, Brooke, Nicole, Debbie, Millie, Dolores, Dorothy, and all we name before you now in the silence of our own hearts would be blessed by your loving visitation and healing care. Lord, in your mercy, Father of lasting peace, show mercy to those who receive the Lord's Supper this day, that they would behold their salvation in the very body and blood of Christ given for them, and be well prepared to depart in peace according to your word. Lord, in your mercy, join these, our prayers and praises, with those of your faithful people of all times and places, and unite them in the ceaseless petitions of our great High Priest, Jesus Christ, until he comes again in glory as victorious Lord of all. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our worship with the gathering of our offerings. We stand as we join together in the singing of the offertory as printed in your service folder. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We remain standing as we sing our closing hymn. It is hymn 803, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, hymn 803.
Field and forest fair.